Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian, the town budget proposal is coming out this evening. Please tell us a little bit about the budget.
Sure. So the budget for the town of Amherst this year features a very, very modest 0.02% decrease in the rate, which should actually result in a modest 32 cents per household savings. So it's essentially a flat rate. And importantly, it's $1.3 million under the tax cap. And it does allow for our levy to increase because we have had good growth in the town of Amherst and good economic development. So while the entire budget and levy are increasing, it'll be a rate cut and cut for average homeowners, for most homeowners.
How are you able to bring the tax rate down ever so slightly?
Similar to last year, we've been working hard at making sure that we keep our costs in line. We actually have done a pretty good job across the board in terms of holding a line on our fund balance, making sure that that still stays up over our self-required 10%. But what we're really trying to do is make sure our contractual expenses and those types of things stay low, allow our growth in the town to propel us forward and cover expenses that we see increases like everybody else in insurance and retirement and salaries. In this case, again, for a second year in a row, we were able to do that. So it's been a lot of work and a lot of effort on the part of our finance team.
Now, what projects have to be done with regards to the Amherst budget that have to be done while you're trying to keep it at essentially a flat rate?
So, every year we see increases in contract amount, and certainly this year, what we're doing is we're coming off of a couple of contracts that we've settled. We're working on settling a few more contracts. We have 5 bargaining units, but we're also operating, I think, fairly efficiently, and at the same time, we see an ever-expanding need for senior services, for youth services developing throughout the town. So we're trying to accommodate those needs in smart ways and in efficient ways, in ways that are going to impact people's lives.
And how much of this budget will be affected by the Boulevard Mall project, if at all?
Really, the Boulevard Mall project really doesn't impact the budget at all. The Boulevard Mall project, when we look at the direction the town has been heading, has always been a scenario in which we would have some infrastructure costs down the road, but those infrastructure costs would be supported by the value growth in the property and any investment the town makes in the property in terms of acquisition would be offset by the sale of land to the private sector for housing. So we're still working with now with the Benderson Development Company on that project and seeing how it's going to lay out. But that project's always been aimed at being neutral to the town. We're really a supportive infrastructure for that. The good news for us is with the county agreeing to take operations and capital on the park, we aren't strapped with operating the Westwood site. So with county starting Willowdale Park and taking over operations, that creates some opportunity for the town to reinvest in our other parks and our other community centers.
And with the budget proposal at a flat rate, how likely do you think this will get support from your fellow board members?
Well, my hope is that they will support it. I'm sending it to them officially today, as required. We'll have public hearings. We do three public hearings, one at Town Hall on October 14th, one at the Senior Center on October 24th, and again at Town Hall on the 27th. So we'll have opportunity for people to weigh in. And, you know, as always, I'm looking forward to hearing what my board members have to say and their input on the budget. I think it's a good budget. You know, we continue to progress the town. We continue to develop our services in a robust manner. We continue our strong police service, and we look forward to another year of a flat rate for people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.